Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jennifer Wilkerson with KCII News. On today's program, I'm talking with Paws and More Animal Shelter Director Amber Talbot about the purchase of Lot 7 in the Washington Business Park and the future for the new shelter. And thank you for talking with me. Can you go over what exactly we are talking about and how that process kind of happened?
So we've spent almost all of 2022 looking for a new home for Paws and More. We learned at the end of 2021 that our building needed repairs that far exceeded the value. And so we looked at lots of different options, met with lots of contractors. The idea of maybe refurbishing some existing facilities had been talked about and researched and looked into. And after a lot of research, it was really concluded that it would be most fiscally responsible and most efficient to build a new facility. And so that started us on our hunt for land. And there were different opportunities that we looked at. Some of those included bare land opportunities. And, you know, after further research, we realized, you know, having land that is already what we call shovel ready is such an investment and such a benefit to have. And, you know, we really need space. Our goal is to recreate a park area. And so the city met with us, and we've been working with economic development, and we met with the city several times. And this location in the new business park really met all of our needs. It kept us in the community, but it also offered us the space that we were looking for. And so it really was the best of both worlds. And the goal to stay in town was always our priority. And to find such a accessible location with that much land is really hard to come by. It's been in the works for a while, and now that it's like official, it seems almost surreal. So yeah, it's kind of like, it's big news to everyone because we've been, you know, it hasn't been public knowledge really, but because, you know, it's one of those things you want to wait till it happens to share it.
Yes, 100%. And I also saw on the contract that the city's actually donating a portion of funds towards that sale price as well. So that's another kind of bonus, I think.
It is. They've been so generous to us through the purchase of this property. They have been completely generous, and we just really value our partnership with them.
Mm-hmm. And I also saw, I got the press release earlier this week, that Purina actually is donating money as well for the new construction of the building.
Yeah, so they, Purina, we have been partners with Nestle Purina for over 20 years, and they have a foundation, and they love to fund corporate or capital projects. And so we wrote to them and requested support towards our architecture fees to get our schematic design going to help kind of kickstart our campaign and ability to fundraise towards this large project. And so they granted us, we ended 2022 with kind of this kickstart $20,000 gift towards the project. So it was a really great start to the year.
Very good. So what are the next steps then? Because I know you're probably still finalizing the actual sale. So what are the plans then for the future?
Well, you know, we will be networking with our community members, our local businesses. We have created a capital campaign committee full of different community members that are going to help us reach our goal through this campaign process. For the next several months, we will be just kind of in this beginning stages of the campaign. And then hopefully by the fall, we will kind of launch the public portion of this. And our plan is to hold a special event for the community in the fall. So yeah, you guys will be hearing details coming.
Great. Well, I'm so excited for Paws and More and for you. I know this has been a long time coming, and I'm just really looking forward to the future for you guys.
Thank you so much.
That was Amber Talbot, Paws and More Animal Shelter Director, joining on today's Halcyon House Washington page to talk about the purchase of Lot 7 in the Washington Business Park and the future for the new shelter. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jennifer Wilkerson with KCII News.